So with these terms, necessary labor and relative surplus value, I think it's pretty obvious that they are about sheer naked power. That it has been elevated to the status of economic theory or science has worked as a con only by the sleight of hand of power staying hidden. In the three ways we've been talking about, that they monopolize the global view. So for instance, all the resources stolen in the global south, including our human energy, and so acquired essentially for nothing, are then used to support the propaganda of some supposed economic miracle elsewhere, or there, as we saw in China, see, to a lesser degree, but, you know. And then that global state statesman moves steadily using the mechanism financialization to implement their conscious global vision. You hoard the money for when you need it, which they need it now. This is that time. And then that they train us via the educational and family structures to renounce our authentic selves and longing and devote our lives to serving the system. Continuing, as with the debtor-creditor relational structures, so, but even more so, with this second dimension of world-scale electronification, we collectively lack, as yet, the theoretical ideas to gauge the directional impetus that this ongoing development will give to popular struggles and a fortiori, which, as we defined last week, means used to express a conclusion for which there is stronger evidence than for a previously accepted one, a fortiori, to gauge the array of effects they may have on social movements forming through the structurally shifting loci of class struggle. Structurally shifting loci of class struggle. And remember, as they say these words, we, in previous shows, took some time to look at this interstate system and the structure of the world economy. So this is what they're talking about by structurally shifting loci, the fact that using their terminology, there's core and periphery and semi-periphery and that what causes this always shifting loci is simply our determination to be free. It never ceases. It never ceases. So while we are determined to achieve our freedom, meaning we will achieve it, the cost in human lives and suffering is what's at issue. It's already been hideous and unnecessary since we've had these means. It's now time for us to accelerate our coming to a common global consciousness for how to utilize these means to achieve our freedom by helping each other. Plain and simple, helping each other. Such theoretical understanding is therefore an urgent priority at this time if we wish to further the class struggle in this new period before us, when the initial wave of national liberation movements have more or less successfully completed the initial tasks they set themselves. And this concludes chapter 3, and we're going to turn now to chapter 4.